This is CliffCentral.com.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year!
It's 2018 and we are back at it, bringing you the hottest show on radio. Today we've got the most amazing guest, Daniel Marvin. If you ain't seen it on Twitter, I don't know what you're sleeping on. This is Andile Kunene, half man, half amazing. Welcome, everybody.
And this is Noluthando Nkosi. And no, I still don't have a title. That's it.
Daniel, say what's up to your fans.
Good morning, all guys. This is Daniel Marvin, the most fun guy on Twitter. People criticize me for my English, but today I think it's going to get better
because I'm on radio.
Guys, Daniel can actually speak English.
He doesn't just tweet.
Just in case you thought he was just stealing tweets, but are you just retweeting tweets here or what's going on? Do you come up with the stuff that you talk about?
To be honest, I construct a lot of tweets.
Yeah.
I construct. If I see a post or tweet, I can manipulate the tweet to be fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's more than manipulating and becoming and drafting new things.
It's not about stealing.
It's not stealing. I'm endorsing your things, guys.
Yeah. It's not
endorsing.
Well, endorse.
It's endorsement.
Yeah, it's bad. So you came from Limpopo, Vandag.
Yeah. From 5 a.m. Bro, drive from Mudimale to Pretoria Station. Park my car.
Okay.
Come
and then
with the
train.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know the traffic is complicated. That's why I park my car there.
Especially that side.
I don't need anything with my car.
Yeah,
so it's supposed to stay that side. Fantastic. Not in Joburg.
Thank you.
King, what happens in Joburg?
Joburg is not.
And Novaka Pool.
Bra, view.
December is finished.
December's over. I'm so tired. They're resting.
The thugs are on a break today.
They're not on break.
Hey, so now we've always wanted to meet you and find out who's the man behind the tweets, and you know, I thought it was appropriate to have you here in studio with us today, especially because our topic today is the death of the traditional celebrity.
Okay.
You saw when you got to Gautrain station, people were recognizing you, wanting to take pictures with you and all of that. Now, do you think that there's a future for your television actors and you know, your musicians
or any kind of celebrity
outside of like social media? Because now, if you're at Tweleb, I think that's what it's called.
Yes,
they call it Tweleb.
Tweleb or Instafimas or whatever. You're generally a bigger deal than some of these actors.
To be honest, traditional celebrity, I can put it this way.
Yeah.
It is a way of cutting a middleman between media and celebrity.
Yeah.
Whereby a celebrity will do a direct conversation via media with the fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then again, there are people that like me. I'm not on TV, but I'm popular.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm popular.
But I was not aware about this. When I'm going to the mall, people like to shoot pictures with me. But my problem is one.
Yeah.
I just like wake up without bathing, go to the mall.
Yeah.
And then people want to shoot pictures with me.
And they want to take
imagine
pictures.
How will I look like, bruh.
So now that's over. Now you have to bath.
Now I have to bath. People, you force me to bath, guys.
So this also happens in PLK where people recognize you?
Definitely, everywhere I go, people
Daniel.
Want to shoot pictures. But this thing does not start now.
Yeah.
I still remember I did a Facebook page in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Called Keshap.
Yeah.
That's where this name coming from.
Keshap Photograph.
Even is a company now. Keshap is even a company now, my company.
Sure.
So I was doing this. Ladies used to send me pictures.
Hey, DM.
Via my WhatsApp.
Sure.
Then I then post the pictures on my Facebook page.
Okay. Sure.
The ladies were like getting out of 4,000 likes.
On
Facebook, not on Twitter.
Yeah,
I opened Twitter.
Yeah.
Then just tweeting like smaller. It's long started. I've been a celeb like
you're
winning.
Also, you own the celeb.
I own it.
Okay.
It's not. It's just like it's now. It's not yet
facts.
Confirmed. It's not yet confirmed.
We're confirming it.
I know we're confirming it. Guys.
Oh, guys.
Daniel
confirming
is
this.
A celebrity. Okay.
Not just a celeb.
Not just
a celeb.
Full on.
Okay. Better stay humble, Daniel. On Twitter.
I'm humble, guys.
Musiso says stay humble, Daniel.
I'm always humble, guy. I'm not a troublemaker.
Yeah.
I'm not
You're just stating facts.
I'm just stating facts. I'm just I'm just a simple guy, guys. Yeah. I'm not a drum maker. I'm a simple guy who loves people. Yeah. I want to see people laughing, actually.
Sure, okay. Sure. This so, thing, like, are you really a comedian? Because, like, your bio says, I'm a comedian, a trendsetter.
Everything.
What? Yeah.
To be honest, to myself, even though people, they don't see me as a comedian, but for myself, I know myself, I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
And I does not start yet. In 2012, I saw myself doing some comedy videos that I posted on my YouTube.
Sure.
This thing started a long time.
Okay.
You've been in the social media thing.
It started long. But I'm not into it because I have another career. It's not about photography, Twitter. I have.
What's your career? What does Daniel Marvin do? I've always wanted to know.
I'm a QC inspector.
Really?
A QC,
quality control.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
In South African National Key Point Power Station. I cannot name the power station.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
But QC.
Yeah.
Big things.
That's amazing. Things. Where do you find the time to tweet?
My bro, you're always on Twitter. Like, all the damn time. I've been following you for a while, right?
Not always. You know what I do? I wake up every day 4 o'clock in the morning. 4 o'clock, I tweet from 4 o'clock till 6 o'clock.
Okay.
I
can tweet more than 20 things from that time.
Sure.
Then 30, I'm going to work.
Yeah.
Then I will be at work. 7 o'clock, I'm in the meeting, office meeting. To execute the
guys
daily
that know
jobs.
Where Daniel works, he actually works when he's at work. He's not on Twitter.
Then lunchtime on a joke, siyabangena. I will be starting to reply all messages.
Wow.
On lunchtime, I spend all my lunchtime tweeting, not eating. Tweeting.
Yes.
I'm fasting. You can see
tweeting,
see,
not eating.
Yeah. I'm fasting. You can see even my six pack.
Well, not through your shirt, but I mean, if you want to trend, maybe guys, Daniel will take off his.
Daniel, did you see that?
I didn't see it. I won't reply him because it's gonna be a tour. If I can reply the guy or the lady, it's gonna be a tour.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy tours?
To be honest, tours promo keeps my account on flames.
Okay.
It promotes it, and then it really grows it. Mm-hmm. It outstand out of the other accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the only account that can tour. I can tour with anybody I want to tour with.
And you have fun and you just go at it.
At any time. But after the tour, I'm not holding, grudges. Not garages, grudges.
Hey?
I'm not going to hold grudges after the tour.
Yeah.
I still remember I fought with Java.
Sure, yes, I remember that. That was a big one.
They even featured our tour on magazines and on some so and so waiting also.
Yes.
But what I realized about the guy, Java is really free soul, to be honest. Now today as we speak, we are big friends.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's great.
We are big friends. We're phoning each other, we're chatting.
Okay. Mm, that's
the guy.
Good.
Mm, the guy does not have like, if you roasted me, then it's gonna be a crash.
Yeah, then it's over.
I like Malume MT. Like, nah, we are enemies.
King, okay, Malume MT.
Aye, that one.
It's
not about that. We fought on June.
Oh,
our tour started long time, bruh.
Yeah.
Our tour. Then he DM'd me and said, bruh, we are grown person. Let's leave this tour alone. I can see the guy is very serious. So I have to be polite with the guy because he DM'd me. But I cannot reveal what we're talking about.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, because
it is our privacy.
Yeah, it was kept out of privacy. The public eye.
And then I really respect him. But
that's cool.
But he has a small heart. But he must know anytime it's a tea time with me.
It's not the only thing that's small.
Leave him alone.
Look, I just had to get it out there. It's facts, eh?
So going back to the topic,
yes. You
know, it's quite interesting that, I mean, back in the day, in order to be a celebrity, you either had to be on TV, mostly on TV, because even if you're on radio, people don't necessarily recognize you, until the Curve Corner came about and there were cameras in the studio. But do we still care? Do we still give? Do we still care about celebrities? Like, I know in Joburg, we don't. We see them all the time. They walk around Sandton, and you're just going to go, oh, Achilles Mangmang from Mubango or whatever. And then that's that. Do you know?
You know what kills the fame of nowadays TVs, what do you call it, TV celebrities?
Mm-hmm.
I can say the attitude.
Their attitude.
I can say the attitude. Most of celebrities, like, to be honest, they are not polite.
Okay.
Yeah. They are not polite. Like, you have to be free spirit in order to... I know you cannot accommodate everybody, but you have to be free spirit. When somebody, like, look at you, they can at least interact with you.
Yeah.
Don't, like, act like you are on a Samsung chair.
Yeah. And guys, we're forgiving Daniel's Englishness, so shut up. I see here already guys, it's going down.
Guys, my English is on point.
On point, boy.
Yeah. I told them.
That's Limpopo English.
Lerato have mentioned me. Say, when are you sent out a tweet, Mavan, saying you're going to give people shout outs?
Hey, guys, shout out to you all who commented on that.
Everybody.
Yeah. Everybody. I cannot go there, do one things. What do you take me for?
To everybody. Shout out.
But, guys, if you send a voice note, we'll play it. Yes. Then your voice will be on the radio.
Send a voice note to our WhatsApp at 079-748-2090. We'll give you that shout out, and you can tell us what your Twitter handle is.
And tell us what you think about Daniel, and let us know what you think about traditional celebrities.
Yeah.
And, you know, I tend to think if you're not from Joburg, you take celebrities seriously because they normally not in your hood.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. That's the problem. Like, if you're residing outside Joburg,
yeah,
like, you tend to treat celebrities with much respect because you take time to meet them.
Yeah.
You only see them on TV, on Twitter. But people in Joburg, like...
Asmandaba, really.
We saw him at the Breed Taxi Ring. You don't really care about that thing. But I think for them to bring that flame of them... The only thing that they can do, they must shoot pictures with their fans.
Mention
you. They have that thing of not mentioning people. They can take a picture with you. But
Devin was nice. But they won't say it.
But they won't add you on that.
Because I want to feel special.
People have to feel special around you. That's the only thing that can bring their flames. But other than that, Siabangena, we are here.
Yeah.
We ain't going nowhere.
Taking over.
Yeah.
We're taking over from celebrities.
So you just got married. Congratulations.
Yeah.
23rd.
I forgot my ring.
You forgot your ring.
You come to Joburg without your ring. What is going on?
Why do you take it off?
Maybe I'm looking for a stock.
Yeah.
Stocks are too much. I'm looking for.
Already you met Gautrain. Did you tell her to listen?
And then that lady was hot.
Oh, yeah?
Did you take her name? Okay. Do you remember her name, Wena?
I even gave her
a shout out.
Yeah, Mar-I Wena.
Yeah.
Your wife is listening, though.
To WhatsApp. I think now she's on Twitter now, tweeting.
Yeah.
Your wife.
Yeah. No, my wife, she's on Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah, she is on Twitter.
Okay.
She is on Twitter. She is following me. She is
retweeting. She knows what you are talking about on Twitter.
She knows what I'm talking about.
That's why you're so comfortable. Yeah.
We tweet like... We
Pella, the other day, Nelly, bikinis for Daniel.
Yeah, that bikinis was for Daniel. There was proud ladies with their bodies.
And these girls tweet bikinis. You guys need to follow Daniel.
Yeah.
These girls are tweeting themselves in bikinis with their faces. Like, they're not cutting heads.
It's not the only hashtag that I'm... You know, I've been doing a lot of hashtags that were trending, but I was not availing myself. That is my hashtags.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
The thing that getting me worried is when media get involved.
Why?
Yes.
Media, they take all the stuff, they put as if they the one who started the hashtag.
Okay.
Then now I said, okay... I'm gonna
own it.
I'm gonna add Daniel.
There's Daniel every hashtag.
There is Daniel.
Yeah, Daniel versus Nigeria.
Even today's hashtag, it's Daniel on the curve.
Because I realized, like, a lot of people, they take these things.
Yeah.
Then they pretend as if they came with these things. Then I'm adding the
spice. You're taking your power.
I'm adding the Robinson spice on top. Yeah. Daniel.
In terms of influence, we're not Daniel. And I'm sorry, she's probably going to blast me as well on Twitter, this chick. But, you know.
Who's that?
Dun, dun, dun.
I have to drop it. Ntsiki Mazwai. Who's got more influence on Twitter between you and Ntsiki Mazwai? Yeah, yeah. Hey, because I saw she was coming at you. Right?
To be honest.
And wait, hang on. Sorry, before you answer that, I just need to get a consensus in the room. Has Ntsiki Mazwai ever been a celebrity?
Yeah, hey? she is.
She's a celebrity.
She is, okay. To me.
There we go.
I start knowing her.
She's not just Tandiswa's sister.
No.
Okay.
I start knowing her by that song, Orong.
Orong.
Yeah. Orong. Orong. That song.
Okay. That was a dope song.
That was a dope song.
Yeah, that was a dope song.
Yes. That's where I started to know Ntsiki Mazwai.
Okay.
And then by that time, believe me, what I was doing.
Yeah.
I was selling CDs on street.
Yeah.
By the time the song getting vibes.
Yeah.
I was selling CDs and DVDs on street.
Okay.
I'm a music lover.
Yeah.
But to be honest, she is a celebrity. She states her own facts there. But to be honest, you cannot match me with Ntsiki.
Okay. Okay.
As he fixes his jacket. Yeah, but
this is why I want
to. Oh, you want to confirm it? If you want
to
confirm
it. Not just to confirm, but just to establish the difference. Between, because she's a long time celebrity in this country.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I've known about Ntsiki Mazwai since way back then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And yet, here you are. I mean, Twitter came in 2009 or 2008 or whatever.
Yeah.
Here you are, barely out the gate, and already you're commanding more power and influence on social media than a celebrity who is really big by her own right. But also, she comes from a great family that is doing great things and whatever. So the trend is they are really dying.
I think it just goes back to guys on Twitter are not afraid. Like you see with Daniel, when you follow Daniel, you realize he's not afraid to say anything and to anybody, you know.
Yeah,
whereas celebrities tend to, some of them are really coming out, but they tend to be very, they shy away from confrontation because they're trying to keep their brands
clean.
Except Unati.
Well, yeah.
Unati will go in on you.
Yeah, but I mean, it's always.
This is Unati. We're just talking here. I'm not saying anything. You ain't got to come at me.
We love you.
Yeah, we love you.
But I think that's the thing. You know, when you are, for lack of a better word right now, a nobody in terms of the entertainment industry, it's easier for you to really just go in, you know, because what have you got to lose?
The fact that Ntsiki has been around is true.
Yeah.
And I admire her for stating her own facts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even discrediting her.
Okay.
Yeah. That's me, good. I can say me and her, we're on the same level, but a different concept.
Mm. Yeah.
Content, actually. Concept or content is...
Content.
Yeah, content is the same thing. You hear it.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Okay, I completely get that.
Mm.
So, I'm on Twitter right now. Someone called Lucky said, I'm at number 43 Rivonia Road next to Senton. Please meet me after.
Bona.
Oh, you want a selfie?
Lucky wants a selfie.
Hey, bro, I'm going to give you a selfie.
Yeah.
I'm not stingy with selfies.
Yeah.
I'm born for this.
I'm here for you, Baba.
Did you meet your wife on Twitter?
Before that, ask that guy to bring a selfie stick. I've been doing my hands like this the whole day, bro. Hey, bro, Lucky, bring a selfie stick.
Oh, no, Aribon, I want you to buy loaf brown and fresh milk for breakfast. You are rocking, man. Shayala.
that guy, no, I only eat those kind of foods. I'm not a restaurant person.
Yeah.
You can take me to a restaurant, you'll be disappointed. To be honest, I don't like spending.
Okay, unwame.
That's why, ladies.
And you have daughters. I am scared.
Beautiful girls.
I am scared.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to that question.
Did he meet his wife on Twitter? Did you meet your wife on Twitter?
No.
Did she send you a nude and you were like, oh my God, this girl, I'm going to marry this girl? Hey?
No, we met in 2009.
Okay.
Generally in town, met my wife in town after her graduation.
Okay,
yeah, we met there.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Since
you guys have been together for that long.
Yeah, we've been dating from the I saw them 2013.
Yeah,
I paid Lobola.
Okay,
then this year I finished up everything to my white wedding. So
nice,
that
that's amazing.
And then we have our own property.
Nice.
Yeah. So you're doing well, Daniel.
We have
our
own property. Like there is people who are talking about does this guy have a car? I have cars, guys.
You cars. Cars. With an S, Bona. Yes, plural.
You must put an S after car.
Yeah.
Put some respect in it.
Yeah,
of course.
But I don't capitalize on material things that I have.
Okay.
That's why I don't talk about them. That's the material things. You're here
for other things.
Yeah, I'm here for other things. Even on Twitter, I don't talk about my career or my material stuff that I have. I respect people. There are people who have more than things that I have. Keep it on a low key.
So you are humble. So Daniel is humble.
Yeah, I'm very humble, guys. You can even, but I'm very angry. Check my hairstyle. The guy who did this hairstyle.
Yeah.
is a Nigerian.
Yeah. Oh, is that why? Is that how the Nigerian people thought it?
I didn't even have a time to prepare myself for my wedding. To be honest, like, there were a lot of bookings.
Yeah, yeah.
I do this hairstyle on the 22.
Mm-hmm.
It was late.
Yeah.
Then I went to Nigeria. It's the only saloons that opens in town.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Till about my 7.
Yes, yes, yes.
I just went there and said, bro, you know what to do. Hairstyle, tomorrow is my wedding. Check my hairline now, bruh.
Yeah, I see it.
About 3 million.
I even want to go then one for refund.
Yeah.
Check my
yeah.
My hairline, Joe, is like apart from each other. Yeah. Like what the hell?
Guys, and another thing, Daniel actually has real eyebrows.
Why do people think you have no eyebrows? I am like,
it was
what?
That picture. It was that one picture.
They're growing. They're growing.
Hey.
I've been eating vitamin E.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oranges for iron and
Iron.
Yeah.
Let's just go with that.
I've been eating, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
They're growing. Yeah. Like to be honest, like if somebody teases you about your physical appearance, it has sometimes.
Yeah,
guys.
It does.
I can imagine.
It has. But to guys, it's not hitting.
Why?
Do this to a girl.
Yeah.
No, she's gonna lose her confidence. She's gonna lose a big time confidence. So guys, you must be careful what you're tooting to girls.
Yes.
Be careful. Respect those ladies.
Yes.
Love them. It's only me who can talk bad about them.
I win.
Because I can even tomorrow talk good about them. I can talk bad about you today.
Yeah,
tomorrow say good. Because I'm confusing the enemy.
Tell me, what do you do with all these pictures that you get?
Oh.
Do you have like an archive of
pictures?
Of pictures where, oh yeah, this was 2011.
And
this was the hashtag. And I got so many pictures from these girls.
Guys, the only pictures that I have in my 3 external hard drives, I have like 3 external hard drives.
Yeah.
Is the pictures
for work.
Not for work, of my events. Yeah. I'm an event photographer.
Sure, sure.
I do wedding pictures.
Sure.
I do a lot of stuff. Mm. So all those 3 are only for my work stuff. There is no news there. And then the only news is the news there is models that I'm building, what do you call this? A portfolio, modeling portfolio.
Okay.
I have a mobile studio whereby if you book me, I'm gonna come there
and you take nudes,
then save. But I'm not gonna
pack nudes, but like
pictures.
Yeah, yeah, pictures.
Yeah, let's call them pictures.
Yeah, pictures.
yeah.
Then I'm only gonna say I'm not gonna even publish them.
Yeah,
they belong to the client.
Sure.
It's up to the client whether to
publish
them or what. Yeah. But they must take me and credit.
They must credit you.
I
credit
this
damn straight.
Yeah, it's Daniel who took this picture so that people. But I've been long on this photography thing. You know what? I'm a self-taught.
Really?
Okay. Lot of things in my life, I never went to varsity for them or do. I'm not a varsity person. I'm not a school person, actually.
Okay.
If I want to fix phones, I will start with this one.
I see on your Facebook, it says you went to the University of Marvin.
Marvin. But like everything that I do with all my heart.
That's amazing, Daniel.
I bought a camera.
Yeah.
15,000 camera.
You went na.
Born.
Then started shooting pictures. Six
Hashtag
months.
Just saying.
No, yeah. 6 months shooting pictures.
Yeah.
For free.
Yeah.
After that,
just learning the craft.
Yes. Then after that, I published them. Then I started getting bookings.
Okay, that's fantastic.
Bookings.
It's Daniel.
Oh, yeah,
Daniel.
Yeah.
If a girl has bookings in her Instagram, what does it mean, Chief? Tell us. According to you, a celeb.
Yeah. What does it mean?
Tell us.
A celeb. Okay. Repeat that again.
Bookings. Have you seen like these slay queens on
Twitter?
If
they have a bookings email, like if they go bookings at
in their bio.
No. Some they just imitate bios. Like they don't know what bookings mean.
Okay.
Slay queens must stay away from this word bookings.
Yeah.
It's only for us.
Yeah. Okay.
It's
okay.
For the working class.
Yeah, it's a working class bookings. Like for an example, if a slay queen put a bookings, what are they gonna book her for? What?
Mamela Daniel. Mm. So Andy didn't want to answer my question the last show. Yeah, what is a slay queen?
Oh, a slay queen, it is a frame of words that actually is this slay queen have been there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to remember a word, man.
Called back in the day.
Yeah, it's just like this fishing thing. Angara, there is fishings. There were a slay queen. Fishing.
Okay.
Not fusion, not that juice.
Yeah.
Called fusion.
Yeah.
Fishing.
King or fishing.
Not fish and chips. Fishing.
King. Fishing.
King too.
Yes.
Yeah.
King Kavanaugh.
Guys, school.
Yeah. Yes. Daniel is taking
us. We don't know what a fusion is.
What is it?
Palisa, do you know what a fusion is?
No.
Yeah?
Guys, help me.
Okay. What? King
Okay. Slow queens.
Guys on Twitter, tell us what a fusion is if you know.
Fusion.
They know it. They know
they
it.
Know what efficient is.
They know it. Color blogging is efficient. It's one of the examples.
Oh, fashion! Okay!
My man. Yeah. Okay. Efficient.
Guys, what do you call it? Pronunciation. What is this?
Pronunciation.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's no okay, when Nathaniel. It's not ours, this thing.
This thing is not ours. Yeah.
There's no master.
Not
but
ours.
This is Cliff Central. Hey, you guys, whatever your language is.
Not ours. That one of 8 o'clock hours. It's not ours.
Yeah.
Ours. URS. Not HOURS.
You know, URS.
URS, guys.
Yeah,
ours.
Yes. Ours.
Facts.
Facts.
Not ours.
Oh, we should have page well for that.
Bro.
Why are we party?
No. Like, to be honest, I have to respect my church.
Yes.
This thing, you have to stay away from the media.
Of course.
You know, we have negative people.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Believe me, on my Twitter account, I have different people who go to different churches,
yes,
who
yes,
have
yes,
different beliefs,
yes.
So stay away from. That's why I don't tweet about.
I
stay away from politics.
And
I stay
religion.
Away from religion. There's two things. I don't want to even get there.
Yeah.
I'm on my own world. I'm just doing my own thing. Media and entertainment and celebrity thing.
Sure.
Politics and religion away.
Okay.
I don't need them there because like. I'm going to hurt a lot of people if I'm going to go there.
So you and Advocate Peruru.
Woo! You saw the nails.
I saw it. Hey, what's going on there?
We call them manicures.
Oh, there we go. Hey. What's happening there? Are you guys like planning on taking over Black Twitter? Because I see he calls himself the CIC, Baron Commander-in-Chief of Black Twitter.
To be honest, that account... I want to reveal this. That account
don't
is...
Don't reveal anything.
No, I don't reveal.
Oh, okay.
But you just... Okay.
Okay, tell us.
Oh, Barry, you are safe.
We don't want to know your
name. We are protecting Barry. We want you in studio.
Yeah. We want you there, but to be honest, I don't need that guy to disrespect me because he's on politics.
Sure.
I'm on other side. So
sure.
Once you step on my way, you step on a snake tail.
Yeah.
That we're going to fight there.
Yeah, a whole snake's tail.
A whole. Not even the head. Not even the whole.
Yeah.
Even you step on the stone. Like, I don't need people to be on my way when I'm tweeting.
Yes.
For an example, the fight started when I was confronting ETV.
Okay, what ENC, did ETV do to you?
ENC,
oh, ENCA.
Yeah, ENCA.
Yeah, I remember they did an article or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They took my stuff. I wrote to them that, guys, you better credit me.
Sure.
The guy, Barry, the Halle Berry, or
Black Berry.
Advocate Black Berry. Then he quoted the tweet and say, what if the tweet that you wrote, you even stole it?
Yeah.
That thing made me angry.
Sure.
I took my whole... I took my whole day.
Relax.
I took my whole day thinking of that. Then somebody just came and say you stole that thing.
Yeah.
Ish.
Magnet.
Ash.
Fire. ENCA.
Then that's where the fight. Cause he was, he was stood against in behalf of ENCA. Then I was alone on the corner and said, no, I'm gonna take this guy. Like people like,
so that's how that tour started.
Yeah, because I don't like people to stay on my way.
Guys, if you don't know, we're chilling in studio with
This studio is on flames. We have fun in the building.
Yeah. we're cooling out with Daniel Marvin Kishaf, the king of comedy on Twitter.
And controversy.
And controversy. Very controversial. But I saw that it was a fake fight. What was that?
No, it was not a
fake. Look, there were DMs. I saw the DMs.
You know what these people do? What I can even show you. Bruh, they fake everything.
Or like a Photoshop.
Oh, it's not a Photoshop. I have an app here. I have an app here that can fake our WhatsApp conversation.
Oh, Luana, you have the very same app.
I have it because somebody just alerted me. Or Marvin, be aware of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Be aware of that kind of thing, because they're gonna like do fake things. As if you were chatting with those people.
I was
aware of it, so was not a big deal.
You were not fake.
Because they post fake conversation. So what is this?
Yeah. I thought that was you guys actually chatting there.
No, I don't do stunts.
Oh, okay.
No stunts here.
If I fight, I fight.
You're fighting.
But if tomorrow I'm in your favor.
Are they really putting up a statue of you in Nigeria?
Yo, those guys are angry.
Yeah, they are.
Those guys are very angry about me.
Yeah.
Like, I tweeted about the video yesterday. Yo.
Yeah.
Within seconds, that tweet was like 1,000 something.
Yes.
Because of his English. Whoa.
Yeah.
Like, those guys roasted me. They don't want to see my name, actually.
Yeah.
If I tweet about Nigerians, I was in some small trade last time. Ne?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like, oh, I wish one of the Nigerians don't recognize me.
Because it's a problem.
It's a problem.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Because people, they take this Twitter thing by heart.
Yeah,
guys,
and
don't
it's just
take
a joke,
don't take Twitter by heart, guys. You're gonna fall. Skankakapelo.
Otowa. Sotoligalana. That's Daniel Marvin. We'll be right back. I can feel the magic. Tell me if you can imagine. Don't you dare resist the power. Cause love will take you higher, baby.
Hey guys, we are still in studio with Daniel Marvin, the ever controversial Daniel Marvin. It's fun times, guys, fun times. Keep your tweets coming, and he will get back to you. Maybe he'll say a shout out or two to the people that he said he'll shout out.
He'll give you a shout out.
You know why I'm laughing? The lady that talking here, her lipstick, so...
It's a lipstick, yeah.
Ask about some Megadi lipstick.
Guys,
send us your WhatsApp voice notes, guys. It's 079-748-2090.
Yeah. Guys, everybody in the studio have flick eyebrows. Everybody in the studio.
Nah.
Even myself.
Even yours.
Licky Swat. We're doing the thing. Hey. Now tell me, Daniel. So you've got it's not just Twitter that you have. You've got all of them, right? What's your biggest one by far? Is it Twitter?
It was Facebook, because it was before.
Yeah, before.
It was Facebook. Yeah. Facebook, I'm using it for my clients.
Okay.
Whereby I'm posting my job.
Sure.
Whatever.
Sure. Photography.
Photography stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm using it for business.
Okay.
Twitter, I'm using it for fun and interacting with the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As a whole.
Yeah. Now tell me, do you think you can make a decent living just being on social media?
To be honest, social media have money, if only if you use it in a right manner.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There is money. Promos.
Mm-hmm. Tweet,
yeah. You can do promos for artists, you can do promos for companies,
they
will pay you for that.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
For now, I'm just doing my own thing, just growing myself, just growing my brand. I don't charge anybody to do anything. Sure. But if you force me to do...
Get a Daniel right now, guys, while he's still not charging anyone.
AKA not expensive.
You know.
Even if I can come to that level of I won't be too much expensive. Because, you know what, I'm more into underground music.
Okay.
I'm more... Because what hurts me a lot is... artists that have talents but they're they not making it. I'm looking out to those kind of artists.
They have
talents but they don't have an exposure. That's what has me
so you're here to give them that exposure
for free. Plus this year I'm gonna open a recording company and entertainment company.
Oh nice.
There is artists that I'm gonna sign mm-hmm. The artists that I've been with from since a long time they will be first artists to be signed on my recording company.
Okay.
Guys, you don't have
what kind
to,
of music do they do?
I have a producer that do all genre of music.
Okay.
Yeah, and then there is hip hop, there is house, and there is DJs also.
Okay.
That I'm gonna be signing. But I want to stress this: you don't have to be a musician in order to open a recording company.
That's it.
You don't have to. You just have to what do you call a business minded.
And a
love for business
and a good ear. Yeah.
But does not mean anybody can be an entrepreneur.
Yeah, that's true.
These things are like. That in the blood.
Mm. So do you have plans to move to Johannesburg?
Not anytime soon.
You're gonna do it all from PLK?
From Limpopo side. Okay. Not Limpopo. Anytime soon. I love the career, still needs me. My career.
My city needs
QC,
me.
QC.
Yeah. My career still need me, guys.
No, but
if I get invitation, I made means. If I have an invitation in Joburg, I will make means to come here.
Like you were saying earlier, you were in Durban over the
on the 25. 24, it was my wedding. 25, I was in
23rd, it was your wedding, Baba.
16, I was on the...
You're already forgetting your anniversary.
It's two.
Two days.
Born. And you know we are blacks. Yeah. Blacks too.
23, white wedding, 24.
They don't need this thing of one. Whereby you're going to book your lodge.
I have a value one.
So, like, it's very tiring. I still remember, on the 16th, I was in Northwest.
Mafikeng.
I was having a wedding there. They booked me there. The very same day on the 8th, I was in Joburg on Monday. I've been traveling. I'm driving. And then I'm driving myself. I don't need somebody to drive me. I drive myself. Drink a lot of water.
That's good. I'm glad you said water. Oh, now there's this lady, Cindy Mashaba. Why we are not allowing you to spill the sauce? We want the sauce.
What sauce do you want?
I don't know, but let's you know, I hope I'm not getting you in trouble here.
Yeah.
But you were telling us while we're listening to the song there about Advocate Peru. Tell us some more. Tell them what you told us.
To be honest, that Peru account is being managed by 14 people.
Yeah.
That account. That's what I can say.
So all the pictures that are flying around right now of Advocate Peruru, I saw that it was trending earlier or whatever.
That
we found Advocate Peruru's pictures. That's not him.
No. Is him. Is the admin.
Oh, is that the admin?
Yeah, that's the admin.
Are you
part of Twitter CSI?
No, I'm not even CSI. I'm just myself.
But you know things.
No,
and you out people.
Yeah, things are
meaning
just
coming. Meaning you are CSI.
No problem. I'm not here to. I'm not on Twitter to expose people.
Unless they
you're just here
you
to make us laugh.
Unless you step on my toes.
Yeah.
Unless you step on my toes, I will dig something. Dig something smaller, I'm not gonna dig something big.
So you've got like special like detective apps on your phone because I mean like that thing about. I didn't know you could fake WhatsApp.
Even Twitter. I can fake everything that I was speaking to this.
Utan,
yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and then I can come with fake.
Yo, guys,
fake
that's
me,
so I want dangerous. I want a fake
tweet from like Kim Kardashian. Then I'm just going to post it and just see what happens and just hashtag Kanye West.
We can even
your girl is in my DMs.
Yeah, must Kanye is on Landa.
There is these things, bruh. There is apps out there.
That's incredible.
Apps that.
And I thought I knew how to use my phone.
I know, right?
Yeah, no, I'm a skip.
And the people that are following you, that's all organic? You didn't buy any followers?
No. You know, 20. By the time I met, who is this guy? Oh, it's 2016. Mm. I was 1,600.
Unamanga, Daniel.
2016.
1,600 followers.
I fought with Java. Actually, I didn't fight with him. I put something about Java in 2016.
His beard. You were talking about his beard.
No. Before the beard. I was having a screenshot, actually.
Okay.
I spoke about, he's a taxi driver, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Then he responded with a hot tweet, and then it was trending. I was 1,000 something by that time, 2016. 1,600 followers.
Yeah.
Then he overpowered me, then I did the screenshots over him. But 2017, January, the account started growing.
Okay.
Growing, like
wildfire.
Growing like people, yeah. Like, yeah, you have to strategize while tweeting.
Yeah, in general though, how many tweets do you go to get to the level that you're at, like in a day?
I tweet, like, I can tweet 20 stuff during the day. At night, I'm still gonna tweet 15 stuff.
Yeah,
and I'm replying people's DM. I'm sure. Actually, you have to reply people. Or okay. Follow back people, then yeah. That's where your account will grow.
Okay. Okay.
If you don't follow people, if you don't reply them, yeah. They won't take you serious.
Okay.
Yeah. Even if people, they just want to greet you, just greet sure. Them back.
Yeah.
So that they can, you can be on the same page, same level.
Sure. Mm. And where's your biggest following? South Africa.
Now it was Nigeria before.
Because of yeah. The hashtag.
It was Nigeria. In Kenya. A lot of followers are from
Kenya
and yeah. Nigeria.
Okay.
Then say South Africa.
Okay.
Yeah. And even I have one.
So we must plan a trip and just go to Nairobi.
Nairobi, yeah. Here I'm coming. Your boy Daniel Marvin is on the way.
Yeah, we're coming to Nairobi. And maybe we'll take a trip to Lagos with some security.
Mbalula is denying me a visa, guys, to come.
Otlo Kenya Razmatez.
Hey, that guy we fought a lot.
Yeah, I know.
You still remember?
I remember. Yeah.
Like, but doesn't mean or I'm afraid of him.
Yeah.
His tweet was super. Like,
they will block your data, bro.
It was floating all over.
Yeah.
Actually, I even deactivated my Twitter for a little bit for that day. Hey, the guy. Whoa.
Yeah. He's saucy.
Yeah, he's saucy. Yeah. Hey. But he must not play on my way, because anytime is a hashtag day to me.
Okay. Yeah. What's your favorite Twitter account that you know has urged you on to tweet some more? Because I'm guessing there must have been something that said, Twitter's actually a nice... Because I joined Twitter 2009. Yeah. I only started really using it this year. Not 2018, 2017. Because I didn't have Ikidabon. And then I saw Daniel Marvin, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna retweet this guy because he's funny. Yeah.
To be honest, ne?
Yeah.
Oh, you hear that? Honest, not
honest.
To be honest, guys, no account have inspired me to be on the level of my tweet by my account now.
Sure.
No account.
Okay.
I still remember I opened Twitter account in 2011.
Yeah.
I was following a lot of people. I used to follow 1,000 people. Only 2 follows me.
Yeah.
And then I used to tweet about Bible. Yeah. Nobody retweets.
Yeah.
tweets about motivational thing. Nobody retweets. Then I sit down and said,
you must roast.
Where can I get? Because you have to know your audience. You understand?
Sure,
you have
sure.
to analyze your audience. What your audience love.
Yes.
Then I saw a tweet one negative thing about the celeb.
Sure.
Yo, first fire. Time getting retweets. 20 retweet.
Yeah.
Whoa, my heart started to be like shiny. Yeah. So that's what they love. Then I started.
Yeah.
Started fire.
So what's the mental process that you go through? Do you just pick a random celebrity and go at them, or must they actually do something to you?
To me, I just wake up. just wake up and think of anything that I can post. Okay. I don't sleep thinking or tomorrow what will I I just sleep. I just sleep, but if it's your day, it's your day.
Yeah.
It's your chosen day.
Yeah.
I don't plan anything. I just wake up and tweet.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
I don't plan any tour. I don't do anything.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I've got Lloyd here on Twitter, yes. And he's saying, make us proud, though you didn't wish me happy birthday. Don't disappoint us there. So wish Lloyd a happy birthday.
Lloyd, Lena, you guys, Twitter guys, you birthday every day, guys. we can't take this. you birthday every day. I can't wish you.
All 92,000 no. of you.
Every day, happy birthday.
Oh, man, this guy is moon.
Yeah. Barmona, this guy, Mr. Ratlu, on Twitter says, in August 2017, you had 26,000 followers. The August 2017.
Mr. The guy that I was with.
Yeah.
He works in another radio station that side.
Okay.
He's my friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he's from Limpopo.
Mm. Yeah.
Then when we met in Eskom event, I was being hired by an Eskom then to be on the media. Then he was invited as a guest speaker. Mm-hmm. Then we met there.
Yeah.
I was 26 follower when I meet this guy in last year August.
Yeah.
Then he was surprised why my followers are like
growing. Yeah.
So fast. I said, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Followers do that. I mean, you can be on zero and then tomorrow, 10,000.
You know what helped me? Because I can finish a month following people.
Okay.
Every night I can every night 8 o'clock I follow 800 people.
Okay.
Tomorrow
King,
when I
what's that trapper drive?
No, I don't do that.
Okay,
yeah,
is that nonsense?
They have these decks and what? Do you know what about? Oh, but we'll come back.
Okay, okay.
We'll come back to the. I want to tell you more about decks. I follow like 800 people.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning, at 8 o'clock again.
Yeah.
If you didn't follow me back,
I unfollow you.
400 follows, 400 didn't follow, I unfollow.
Yeah.
Then same time, 8 o'clock, I follow another 800 or 1,000. That's how my account
grew so much.
But yeah. I was only following American. That's why my account...
Like
that's
American
why
celebrities or
something. No, not celebrities. That's why my account have been featured in Hip Hop World Star Hip Hop. You know, I've been featured a lot there.
Yeah.
Where I saw MT begging to,
yeah.
I saw MT tweets begging to be featured there, but I don't beg.
Yeah, no. Because
I just get featured.
You just get featured.
Featured, like that's why because most of my followers again are from USA followers.
Okay. Yeah.
So you plan on going to the US soon? Have you been?
I'm not playing. Not yet.
Are you afraid of flying?
No, because now I'm saving for a honeymoon. I want to take my wife to Thailand.
Oh, that's lovely. To Thailand, okay.
Yeah, in August, I have to take my babe to Thailand.
Okay.
Are you going to tweet some pictures?
Vacation. No, I will trend before going.
Before going.
I will
Danielle in Phuket.
And then I will buy her bikinis. Flat tummy, baby. Flat tummy. Don't come with Mukawa in Thailand. We're going to deport you, baby.
Barry Daniel Marvin is fucking hilarious. Might be Steve-O, whatever.
Hey, thank you, Steve-O.
And Smusiso is saying, this is your year.
Of course, guys. Everything have its own time. So this is my time to shine. Let me shine, guys. I'm going to help a lot of people. Don't look down on me.
Yeah.
I'm a good saint. I'm going to help a lot of people. A lot of artists I'm going to help. A lot of people who need things, I will help them.
But
there is a problem.
What's the problem?
If you open your heart, people tend to take advantage.
Okay.
Okay.
They need free things and more things.
Yeah.
But guys, I'm using data here. If you need something, guys, at least pop me on a data. Not 1 gig. How? Yeah. 20 megabyte. I'm not so much expensive.
Oh.
One gig is so that Nganaga can Twitter your stuff.
So hashtag send Daniel data.
Send Daniel data.
I don't want to do that. It sounds like a scam.
Send Daniel data. Okay. So now what's the plan for the rest of the day? Are you going back to Ovenrachting? What's your town called?
I'm staying in Modimolle.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's the coolest town ever.
And that's where you grew up.
That's the coolest.
Barbaloya go Modimolle.
I go kasi kasi. Chilled, bra.
Good times.
If you need vibes,
you must
come
go.
There.
I'm gonna come to Mirumile and check you out. Yeah. You must give me accommodation there.
Yeah, guys, hit Daniel up. He's here for the rest of the day. Well, he's in Johannesburg for the rest of the day. So if anybody in Johannesburg wants to meet him, hit him up. Use the hashtag Daniel.
He's open to take, you know, coffee, lunch, buy him some lunch.
Take me to Mug and Bean, man.
How about Mug and Bean?
But people are broke. It's January.
Not in Joburg. Joburg people are different. At least I hope so.
Or they're just gonna buy me bread and milk. That's it.
I guess that's what you want to eat.
Yes. That's bread. Me.
Loaf so white. Guys, when you see loaf white brown. Loaf brown. Brown.
But I'm only eating that fresh bread from Spa.
Yeah.
That one for 4 rand.
I think it's like 4 rand 50.
It's 4 Yeah, I used to stay in Flats when
fresh from the oven. Hey,
I used to stay in Pretoria. By the time I was in university, I wasn't having much money.
Yeah,
because of financial.
Sure.
So I used to stay in a Flats with the guys. They booked an apartment. We used to say 6 of us. Wow. The guys used to live like eat fancy stuff, McDonald's and what. But in my cabinet, you're gonna find Oros.
Oh no, you had man, you had Oros. Oros is
by that
not
time,
cheap.
Are you gonna find like smaller things, man?
Sure.
Because I love to save. I don't want to live an expensive life that I cannot afford.
Sure.
Because you're gonna stay broke.
You're gonna
stay broke.
You've got a big
live
you've got
under
a future
your means.
Plan. Yeah.
We're planning a long term goals, not short term goals.
That's it.
Like problem people, they judge you only for today. They don't know you, or tomorrow maybe you're gonna be.
So tell us in one sentence.
Yeah.
Who is Daniel Marvin?
Oh, Daniel Marvin. Where to start? Here's this thing, Luan. I'm gonna.
One sentence.
Daniel Marvin is a legend.
Yes.
There we go.
He's a legend.
There we go. We don't need anything else. Daniel Marvin is a legend.
He's a legend.
Unapologetic.
Yes, a legend.
All right.
That's it.
We don't have to argue about this thing.
Yeah.
If you want to argue, come to my DM.
Twitter.
Or timeline. We're going to roast each other.
Let's roast each other.
Yeah.
Guys, that's our time. My name is Andy Lekune, and a half man, half amazing, cool as ice, and twice as nice.
And
welcome to 2018. Sorry, my bad.
This title is so long. And my name is Nolutando Nkosi. Thank you so much for joining us.
We're doing the thing. Hey, see you next time.
Cheers.
Catch us on YouTube.
This is CliffCentral.com.